The Red River Farm Network Crop Tour is presented by Pioneer, and we're with Pioneer dealer Tony Engelstead, who operates Apex Agronomy near Fertile, Minnesota. Tony, tell me a little bit more about your business.
Just got started with Pioneer. Really excited to be on board with a lot of exciting changes coming our way. It's been a really interesting year, but so far it's been pretty good. Been a little wet in the spring and then dry, and we got some rain again, so that's been a big relief.
So being a new company, I guess, let's jump back to that a little bit. Why did you decide to get up and going in the Fertile area?
Well, the opportunity arose. I've always been interested in genetics, and I've always really enjoyed being in my fields, and, you know, just I've farmed since I was I've basically been a full-time farmer since I was 13. So and the thing I enjoyed the most was variety selection and just getting to know the genetics, and that's kind of how I got started. And it just turned out where I enjoyed the seed side of it so much, started selling. And if you're having fun what you're doing, it's not really a job, so I really enjoy it.
So let's specifically talk about the soybean crop in the area.
You know, the soybean crop, the really early maturity soybeans, we'll have to see when the combine rolls across. Either they finished early enough or they got too dry right at that critical phase, and there's some that have really dropped some leaves. But the mid group zero and late group zero that had a strong start, and they were able to take the heat and the dry weather we had. We just got a couple inches of rain. Honestly, they look very, very nice. And last year there was a lot of chlorosis in the area. We had a really nice spring this year, and they look really, really good. Considering everything, I think they'll be a good crop.
And what about the corn crop in your area?
Very variable. I don't think we could find a. We farm in some very variable terrain. We're kind of right on the shelf and going into the valley, and we farm some into the valley, and that's kind of the area that I cover. And the corn crop, I don't know if you could find a representative acre that, you know, would represent even a whole field. There is, you know, some even field, but it's kind of all over the board. We're going to have a lot of really good corn, and there's going to be some poor stuff as well. The corn with good early season vigor, good drought tolerance, and Goss's wilt resistance is showing up this year.
Yeah, and again, you know, I think it's fair to say this can all tie back to, conditions we saw at the beginning of the growing season and kind of those spotty showers throughout, correct?
Yeah, and we had some really difficult conditions right around planting. We were able to get just about everything in on time, a little on the late side, but then we got quite a bit of rain afterwards. And the field that had good drainage really showed up, and there's a lot to be said for for good drainage.
Kind of wrapping up our thoughts at the end of the conversation here. Anything that we need to add?
No, I don't think so. I just hope that we continue to get good weather. It's nice to have those early GDUs and early heat. And it's good that we were able to get some rain here in August. And it seems like rain in August is what makes grain, and hopefully it'll end up to be that way.
Again, we've been talking with Apex Agronomy's Tony Engelstead, who is a Pioneer dealer in the Fertile, Minnesota area. The Red River Farm Network Crop Tour is presented by Pioneer.